But it's all based on fear. It's all based on the mechanisms that if we don't do this, we're going to be inadequate. We're not going to get what we want. And that fear really does dominate in almost every situation until you start to acknowledge it. This is the tool now. If you acknowledge the fact that you, for number one, that you are afraid, not uneasy, anxious, all those euphemisms, but you are afraid. Once you acknowledge the fact that you're afraid of rejection or afraid of not getting what you want, that goes a long way to grounding you at that point. And there's a sense of humility which comes out of that. When you try to manipulate, you try to control other people, and you want them to respond in a certain way, you're forcing them to a position you want their validation. And if a person thinks that you need their validation, they're certainly not going to be in the business of validating you. They're in the business to understand, respect, have a comprehension of if that product is important for them, if it means something to them, but not to validate you, never to validate you. And what I find with salespeople, people who enter into sales, is that there's often a part of them that needs validation. I'm not saying everyone who goes into sales is a validation junkie who really needs to get that fix of validation, but a very large percentage of people need validation. They need validation because there were very key times in their life they didn't get it. And so they carry that into their adult life from their adolescence. They may have needed to connect with their parents or significant people. They didn't get it. Didn't get what they needed. So that pain, that hurt that they carry forth into their adult life and certainly into their sales operations in some way. In every communication that we have with other people, we either believe, number one, that what we have to say is value. Number two, people are going to respond in a favorable way, and there's going to be a bonding, or we don't believe it. So most people who are salespeople believe in their product, otherwise they wouldn't be selling that product. So when you put out information about the product, eventually we get to that point of the sale, you are evaluating what you're saying. But the problem where most people get into is that people are not going to respond in a favorable way. So what I'm saying is we affect communication by how we look at that. So if you believe that people are going to respond in a favorable way, the chances are they will respond in a favorable way. If you don't believe that, that's when the manipulation starts to come in. Uh-oh, these people aren't going to respond favorably, and I've got to have to manipulate. I have to try to control the situation. But when you believe that people are going to let it in a favorable way, you bring that to the forefront of the communication, their response is much greater in a positive way. The percentage of people responding favorably is going to be greater because it's read in your tone. It's read if you're face-to-face in your mannerisms. It's read in every possible way. If they don't believe you're letting them in, they're not going to respond. So it's a very key piece. So I call this communicational linkage. What I have to say is value. People are led in a favorable way, and there's going to be a bonding because of that connection. So when you believe that, there's no fear. Fear comes up when you don't believe that people are going to respond in a favorable way, and that is based on your experience, not just in terms of that moment. It's based on what you bring to the selling experience and everything you've done in your life. All your experiences and your recent experiences with people who you're close to, you're bringing to the selling experience, either positively or negatively.